Welcome to Shomor Sharon and Daf. She responds to Luy Nishma Sam Yaakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're starting a new Masechta Masechet Sukkah, and as a preview to the Maseches, I want to speak about something which is mentioned here in the first Daf, but really is the basic of the entire Masechet Sukkah and understanding what we're dealing with the concept of the mitzvah of Sukkah. So the Gemara tells us in the top of base and base that the main reason why we have Sukkos is l'man yedu d'oraseichem ki basukkos hoshavtis bnei Yisrael. So Am Yisrael will know that we said in Sukkos, and Rashi says over here that we're talking about hekef sukkos anone hakovet. That when Am Yisrael were going in the Midbar, going in the desert, they had the anone hakovet surrounding them, and that's why we're doing Sukkos. And when we raise Hashem, we'll get later in the Masechta, we'll see if everybody agrees with this, even the ones that have other reasons, what do we remember in the time of Sukkos? And the basic question on this is, if Sukkos is to remember Anani HaKovet, which is loosely translated as the clouds of glory that surrounded Am Yisrael in the Midbar, why are we doing it in Chodesh Tishrei? Why are we doing it in the 15th of Tishrei? Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim in Nisan, and that's when they already had the clouds of glory that Anani HaKovet surrounding them, as Mefarish in the Pasuk. So why don't we celebrate the time of Sukkos when we leave Mitzrayim in the time of Pesach? And there's two main answers to this question. The Torah famously answers that the reason we celebrate it in Tishrei and not in Nisan is in order to show that we're doing it for the purpose of the mitzvah. The time of Nisan, time of spring, that's the time the people go out and they enjoy the good weather. And if you would go out and do Sukkos at this time, it would seem that the only reason we're sitting in a Sukkah is because we want to enjoy the good weather of the spring. But the time of Sukkos, when we're getting ready close to the days of the winter, and it's a little bit colder, now it's a time when people usually do not stay outside. And if we are still outside, that shows that we're doing the mitzvah. It's a show that this inyan of Anani HaKovet, we celebrate this as a mitzvah and not as convenience. The Vilna Gaon, on the other hand, says a big chiddush regarding Sukkos that really gives us a new taste of what Sukkos is all about. Says the Vilna Gaon that when Am Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel and they lost the Luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu brought from the mountain, with that also the Anani HaKovet left them as well. They did not have the Anani HaKovet from the time of Chet HaEgel. When did Anani HaKovet come back? So says the Vilna Gaon, the Anani HaKovet came back when they started building the Mishkan. We know that the Mishkan is the place of Ashuras Hashem. The Mishkan is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells in. And once they're already busy with the Mishkan, even though the Mishkan was not built yet, but once they're busy building the Mishkan, that's when the Anani HaKovet came back. That's what the Gaon says as a Chiddush. Says the Gaon, when exactly did they start building the Mishkan? Says the Gaon, it's exactly on the 15th of Tishrei. Why? Because we know the Moshe Rabbeinu was in the mountain in Yom Kippur, in Yud of Tishrei, 10th of Tishrei, to get the second Luchos. And then he went down from the mountain. The next day he called upon all Am Yisrael and told them that we're going to build a Mishkan. The next 2 days, which is Yud Beis and Yud Gimel of Tishrei, Am Yisrael brought the Nedava, the donation to the Mishkan, as it says in the Pasuk, Fami Viu Baboikir Baboikir. There's 2 days of donation collections. And then the fourth day, which is Yudal of Nisan, the 14th of Nisan, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the work to all the Chachmei Lev. He gave each one his job, what to do and how to do it, explained what exactly to do. They measure what needs to be done for the Mishkan. And on the 15th of Tishrei, the building of the Mishkan started. And that day that the building of the Mishkan started, that's when the Anani HaKovet came back. That's the story of the Gaon, that's what the Gaon tells us about Sukkos. Chag HaSukkos is the celebration, not of the Anani HaKovet that came out with us when we left Mitzrayim, but Chag HaSukkos is the Anani HaKovet that come after the Ritzui of Yom Kippur, after we went through Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur rectified our sins, Then we have a special Ani HaKavod, a more higher level of Ani HaKavod to a certain degree. An Ani HaKavod that comes from tshuva, and that is the one who is celebrating. Meaning that an Ani HaKavod that we're talking about here is a continuation of Yom Kippur. And there's much to talk about this going in Be'ezer Hashem as we go through the Masechta. We will see throughout the Gemaras how do we understand more aspects of this Vilna Goyen, this Chiddush of the Vilna Goyen. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.